Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with Walter Kieschel III, author of The Lords of Strategy. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his book. It's outstanding. I love talking strategy with Walter, and we're talking about communication, actually over-communicating, as a strategic point of view, from a strategic point of view, right, Walter?
Right. Communicating about your strategy, communicating as you develop your strategy, and the dangers of over-communications with that. I mean, part of the problem, I think, too, and I guess you write about this in your new book, is in a digital age where people can email things or tweet, I think some managers and business owners feel that there's pressure for them to do that. And when they have a thought to, you know, put that out there and share it, when it really doesn't need to go out that quickly. And you'd be much better off if you thought about it or maybe even had somebody else take a look at it before
there
you sent
it
out.
There you go.
There is a wonderful story. I hope it's true that Napoleon always had a kind of dumb sergeant on his staff.
He just brought a private in. He just brought a private in.
Is it a private? Okay.
Yeah,
so that's a private. You know,
he brought the dumbest guy in the army. Go ahead.
Right. So that when he was writing a message to his field marshals or an order for the troops, he would have this a person read it, and if he could understand it, then he figured that the marshals could,
right.
The generals could.
Yeah.
So. You don't necessarily have to have a digital dumb person sitting by your side when you write the message.
But you know, I do this all the time. I mean, if I'm writing a really important, let's say I was trying to get you to do something, Walter. It was really important. I was going to ask a favor of you, or I was going to pitch a proposal to you or something like that. I would write the email, and then I'd have somebody read it before I sent it, and I probably would send it to myself and read it in the morning to see if I still thought it was right.
That's a great idea to let it sit overnight, marinate on it, and see how it looks in the light of day.
Your pillow is a great editor, isn't it?
Well, it is. And we used to have a maxim in the magazine publishing business that everybody needs an editor. Even the best editor needs an editor for what he or she wants to put out there or say.
That's true.
So it is, and it's a simple discipline. It's also true that I think people get in trouble when they think they say something because they think their audience wants to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
They say something about, you know, we're making this strategy and it's going to make us the number one maker of industrial fasteners in all the world within 3 years, and so they say things that maybe they can't deliver on, but they say them because they think, well, people will want to hear this, and you got to resist that tendency, because in the wrong one, you're going to do more damage to the people that you think you're going to please by saying this if it doesn't come true.
Another thing that some people do, I think, that again, a problem with them, we talk about this with our email experts sometimes, and that's thinking everybody needs to be CC'd on this.
Right.
You know,
right.
A reply to all or whatever. And and that's gotten a lot of that's been a career defining moment for a lot of people, hasn't it? Before,
yes, career defining or career ending in some respects.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Right. No, you don't need to say everything that you do know. There may be things that are personnel matters, things that people have told you in confidence, conversations you've had that are very appropriately and should be kept in confidence. You know,
and I'd like to also point out to the young folks that maybe everything that needs to be said doesn't need to be texted or emailed or Instagrammed or whatever. Maybe it's best to get up off your backside and go to their office or go wherever they are, close the door and have a conversation with them, just the two of you, where maybe they're you're just discussing something and there doesn't need to be a record.
Oh, absolutely. And face-to-face communications like that are usually the most effective because you can ask clarifying questions and reach some kind of agreement whereby if you're just tossing emails back and forth, and they're elliptical, they're cryptic, there's something that's left unsaid, or the other person doesn't pick up the tone of what you're saying.
There's something powerful about looking someone in the eye across the desk and saying, what do you think about so-and-so? That's a different conversation than emailing that question, isn't it?
It is. It's also true that I know in my own career I've oftentimes gotten, sent what I thought were hilarious emails or clips on a text message, the other person doesn't get the joke or maybe even offended by it.
Right.
there's most jokes don't stand up very well on just in an email. It's better to
I have a problem with that because I refuse to do a smiley face after my joke, so I just have to not send this joke.
People must think you're a very unfriendly person.
I think they probably do, but if I think they can't get my joke without a smiley face, I don't send it.
Well, I told a friend a joke to a friend once, and I said, "Well, it's a very small joke," and she responded, "Well, could you make your jokes a little larger, please?"
That's funny. That's funny. So, last thoughts, Walter.
Just think about what you want to say. Think maybe show it to somebody else. Don't feel like you've got to communicate just to please people, and get other people's opinions about what you're going to say before you say it. And signal very clearly when you're just thinking about something, blue-skying it, looking at it from different perspectives. Make sure everybody knows that that's what you're doing, that you haven't made a decision.
Absolutely. Walter Kieschel, thelordsofstrategy.com is the website. That's also the title of the book. Walter, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Walter Kieschel, the third, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.